Most gray wolves in the U.S. are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act, but not those in the Northern Rockies. A federal judge in Missoula hears arguments today over the validity of that exception. In the Northern Rockies, state wildlife agencies are in charge of managing wolf populations, even though the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last year determined some state regulations are at odds with modern professional wildlife management. Eric Mulvar with Western Watersheds Project, one of 10 plaintiffs in the case, says gray wolves haven't gotten a fair shake under either the Biden or Trump administrations.
We're hoping that having the court step in and really dive into the best available science and the facts of the matter will help get the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service past its political impasse in blocking wolf protections.
According to its 2024 analysis, the federal agency says gray wolves are not at risk of extinction in the western United States now or in the foreseeable future. But Mulvar says wolf populations there are struggling and genetic diversity is taking a hit. The plaintiffs argue that human-caused wolf mortalities through legal practices, including hunting, trapping, baiting, and even hitting wolves with vehicles, were not adequately reviewed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in last year's decision. Mulvar adds the agency failed to use the best available science and population estimate methodologies.
We're hoping the judge will highlight the fact that the aggressive wolf-killing policies are so extreme that they cannot be relied upon as a conservation framework for rare species like wolves.
He notes the presiding judge has decided wolf cases before, but says deliberations may take months. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.